Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm not here yet, but I will be. You can tell, can't you, when I'm not home in my head.
I can tell. And Rick, today is practical.
Rick Thorn is here, Julie Bassapoli is here, and they're her dog, Wally. Good.
Well, you've got your teaching class at your end on the West Coast. I'm glad to have Julie and Grace with us. Today is practical science class with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, science that you need to know to prepare for your survival. Now, we're going to learn about practical physics, chemistry, earth science, and optics as USA Prepares teaches Matthew, our fifth grader, he's 11, and Mason, our fourth grader, he's 9, and Missy, our homeschool mom and teacher.
Mason, welcome, is the younger one?
Yeah.
Hello, Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mason is the younger boy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mason is 9.
I think we have a scientist being born here. Oh, you know, I found his questions. Matthew's too, of course. But Mason, for his age, I'm impressed.
Yes, he's very inquisitive and interested in lots of things. Lately, he's actually enamored with space, and he wants to be an astronaut, he says, right now. So
I did, too, when I was his age, as a matter of fact. And they didn't even call them astronauts back then, I don't think.
I think it was cosmonaut or something.
Yes, something like that, going into the cosmos rather than astro.
Right.
That's right.
Missy, I want to thank you.
Good for you to know that term, by the way. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you.
Missy, I want to thank you for being with us today and for the work that you're doing to foster homeschooling. You know, this class in itself is a lesson in preparing, planning for public speaking, asking cogent, succinct questions, writing, and posture in class. And that's what you've been teaching your boys. And they are literally preparing weeks in advance for this radio broadcast classroom to share with other young people and other moms and fathers who want to homeschool so they can learn how to do it. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on, and the boys do get a lot out of it. What we do is we have our, you know, science curriculum at home, and then after every science lesson, they always have more questions that either we search for the answers or I just say, hey, that's a great question. So we just keep a list and start writing them down.
Will they be coming in March to the event in
Lebanon? I don't know. We'll just see how our schedule goes. With my husband's work, it's pretty busy this time of year, so.
Missy, your husband is a he studies history, numerical history, right?
He's an accountant.
He's an accountant, right?
Yeah. So it's tax season right now, so he's pretty busy. So
yeah.
And we won't fly. We refuse to fly, so that would be a pretty long drive from California. So
yeah, it is. We've done it, and it is. You're absolutely correct. It's a long drive. It's a couple day drive.
We'd love to do it, but we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. So why don't we start with Mason? Mason, you have prepared some questions along with your brother Matthew, and why don't we start with you? And what is your first science question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Is a 3-person submersible the same as a submarine in the way they lower and raise it?
Well, that's a yes and no. let's pretend like you're in a bathtub and you're floating in a bathtub, you know, with your head resting on the edge. And you take an inhale of air. When you inhale air, what happens? You will find that your chest expands and you raise in the water. This is called displacement. Now, when you exhale, within a few seconds, your body starts to sink in the water. Sometimes it'll go right straight to the bottom. And that's how you work a submarine, the same way. They have what are called ballast tanks. The tanks hold air, and then they are vented. The air is blown out and or allowed to fill with water. When the water comes in, the submarine then has less displacement because the air is gone and is filling with something heavier, water, and so the submarine begins to sink. Now, once it's down on the bottom, there are smaller tanks called what they call where they ingest into what they call ballast tanks. Small amount of air back into the original ballast tank, and what happens is if they do it to the front end of the submarine, what happens is the nose of the submarine starts to point upward. That means they have a bunch of different ballast tanks. That's how they trim the submarine to hold in an even or down bubble or up bubble form. And so a small amount of air lifts the nose, and then the screws or propeller of the submarine will then port that to the surface, where it then fills it up with more air to keep it on the surface floating like a little, you know, top. And you can experiment with yourself in a bathtub doing that same thing with yourself, where you inhale and hold your breath and watch what happens, and then exhale and watch what happens to your body in the bathtub. It's exactly the same thing, and you get the idea then how the submarine does the same thing. Difference is, instead of just two lungs, there's probably about 20 in a submarine, and so they can raise one end or another, going down bubble or up bubble, by which tank they would put more air in or let it out. And so the submarine then doesn't roll on its side. It stays on one side with the bottom always down. How does that work? Well, that's where the ballast tanks are, is at the bottom of the submarine, so that it's always above holding the upside up, if that made any sense. I have some pictures and a couple of links that have even more pictures so that you can go through on the Internet while it's still here and be able to get a sense of it yourself. You know, it's really interesting. The first submarines were back during the Civil War, and they have just now discovered one of the older ones. What was the name of that, Vincent? Do you remember what the name of that one was? The Henley, or?
Yes, I think you're quite right, and it was human powered. There were guys sitting opposite each other.
They moved through the water.
The Hunley, I believe.
And the paddles turned the screw outside the submarine, and so they were like riding a bicycle. That was during, you know, the Civil War. It was called the Henley.
The Hunley. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Hunley, H-U-N-L-E-Y, was sunk in 1864 during the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War Between the States, also known as the Civil War. Rick, you know, as I listen to what you're saying, if we were to distill this down to very simple statements for Mason, objects that are heavier than water for a given size will sink. Now, if you think about that,
specific gravity, that means mm-hmm. the cube or length, girth, and width of something, if it's heavier than water, will fall in water to its place of balance. If it's lighter, it will float on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And air
that's exactly right.
Is much lighter than water. Water is very heavy.
So if you think about
water, do you remember how much is 1 gallon of water? A very small amount of water is over 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot mm-hmm. different than air.
Right. So if we just put this in very simple terms, if you look at a bowling ball and the amount of water that displaces, it's actually heavier than the water that the bowling ball displaces, and that's why it sinks. And what Dr. Richard Allen Miller was saying is and like that, if you took a balloon and the water that the balloon would displace is much lighter than the water, so it would float. And
now
Rick,
that
I know,
bowling ball will not necessarily go all the way to the bottom of the water because it's heavier than water on the surface, because water begins to get heavier and heavier when it presses on top of itself. And so the deeper you go, the heavier things get. And I remember in 1969 when I did the first dive at 100 feet and I was there for 4 hours, it took me almost 3 days to decompress because of the nitrogen and other kinds of things that would change in my blood as I went down deeper and deeper for longer periods of time. That's something that you'll learn when you go great and becoming scuba diving.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you know, one of the things that our class may be asking, you know, what does this have to do with survival and preparedness? Well, you need to know these physical concepts. And also, let's say, and when we come back, Rick, let's talk about how you could use a hydrometer, and you were talking about specific gravity, to determine the charge of a battery for a solar system or a battery in your car, a liquid battery. So we'll briefly talk about that for a few seconds when we come back, and then we'll get on to Matthew's question.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're teaching homeschool. Homeschool science, practical survival science with Matthew, Mason, and Missy. And we're talking about specific gravity. And I wanted to share with Mason that I have a device. I've had this for a long time, about when I was your age. I had a battery testing hydrometer. And this is a device that has a tube in it, and it has a precisely calibrated float. And you draw liquid into this, and you can look through this tube, this glass tube, and see at the level at which this float displays how much the density of water or battery acid or salt water. And it's used in cooking. It's used in the manufacturing of foods. It's used in the testing of how much of a charge a liquid cell battery has. And Rick, we've been using these for many, many years. And it's a great, inexpensive tool. And it might be something that you'd like to experiment with. And I believe that you'll be able to buy a hydrometer for one that has maybe four floating balls in it that's maybe 4 or 5 inches long for maybe $2 now. And you can certainly buy the older style like I have in my shop, my automotive shop, for probably around $10. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, hydrometers are really good when you're making beer. I mean, you can use a hydrometer for a lot of chemistry experiments.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All right. Let's see. Matthew, you're up next. I think Matthew has a chemistry question.
What is fluoride?
Well, I'm looking for your question here. Is an inorganic anion. That means it's fluorine chemical formula F minus. That means it's the fluorine atom with a free ion floating around. It contributes no color to fluoride salt. It's roughly, I've given you some other things, but it's, I don't know, it bonds with other things like calcium and other salts to make different kinds of chlorides and different forms of salts. You'll get more of the fluorine is a gas normally, and then when you remove an electron from the outer orbital, it becomes active. Hello? Did I go off air? What happened?
No, you're here, Rick. You've brought this to the college science level.
Okay, fluorine is a gas. It's like chlorine, fluorine. It's one of the noble gases. And what you do is when you hit it with an atom of something else, boom, it will often release an electron from its orbit. Once it does, then it becomes fluoride rather than fluorine, because it's fluorine with a single electron that's missing. And with that electron missing, like water, it becomes active and can do all kinds of things just like water can. Water in itself doesn't erode things, but when you take and have a free active electron, usually around a waterfall, it will, where water's falling on itself and hitting itself, it will release that electron, and that electron then becomes extremely important in what's going on in the action around it. And fluoride is a, it's inorganic gas that has an electron missing.
Is fluoride good for your teeth?
Really good for your teeth. I would prefer not to use it. It used to think that it would bond with calcium and make things stronger. As it turns out, it makes your bones more brittle. And as such, it builds up in your body, in your bones. That's where it likes to go, calcium. It bonds with calcium. Fluoride, and then what happens, you know, calcium fluoride is a, you know, goes in your body. That makes your bones weaker. And so I would say that the pluses and minuses are such that I don't know for a fact, but I would prefer not to have it in my diet if I could avoid it.
There you go. So Matthew, Rick said that he would prefer not to have it. We'll talk more about fluoride when we come back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching science today with Mason and Matthew, our fourth and fifth grade students, our homeschool students. And we were talking about fluoride. And Matthew, during the break, I posted on the website, usaprepares.com, two posts about fluoride. One of them says fluoride in pictures. And if you look at some of the effects of fluoride, that will reinforce what Dr. Richard Allen Miller said when he said he would be likely not to consume fluoride. And I'm absolutely in the same camp. And not only that, Dr. Norman Shealy, our medical doctor, is absolutely against fluoride as well. So please continue.
What bones does it make that does fluoride weaken?
It says what now?
What bones does fluoride weaken?
I'm not understanding.
What bones? What bones does fluoride weaken?
All of them. It goes into your skeleton, is what it does. That's where the fluoride generally will bond, is in your bone and near bone marrow. And when it does that, it structurally makes the bone more brittle. It'll snap more easily. That's why calcium is really good, but calcium fluoride is not very good because the fluoride weakens it.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew, I don't know if you have seen the same kinds of things that I've seen. When I was growing up, I would see children my age that would have these white spots on their teeth. So the teeth would be normal colored, except there'd be some brighter white spots. And then there'd be some discoloring spots, like some brown spots. And it looked like they didn't brush their teeth properly, or something was wrong internally with their teeth. And that is some of that is a result of too much fluoride, which is called dental fluorosis. Rick, back to you.
Yeah, they leach out the calcium in your teeth and make them brittle as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I can add something here, Vincent, I actually had that, the brown spots on my teeth, and when I found out about fluoride, I stopped using fluoride toothpaste, and the brown spots went away, and I haven't had them since.
Well, that's the replacement of the calcium over a period of time. It does take time to get the fluoride out of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Missy, the lesson here is, I'm sure your dental hygiene was just fine. However, it appeared that it wasn't fine because of the fluoride in the toothpaste. And almost all toothpaste, all the major manufacturers use fluoride in their toothpaste, whether it be Crest or Colgate or whatever the brand is that you're looking at. So what I would suggest our radio broadcast classroom, here's what I suggest you do. Go look at the tube of toothpaste that you have. Go look at the box that the tube of toothpaste came in. Go look at the boxes on the shelf in the store, and you'll find almost every single one will have a poison warning saying that if you consume or you swallow more than is used for brushing your teeth, which they recommend would be the size of a pea, then call poison control immediately. Now, what child has not swallowed that much toothpaste?
Well, yeah, you're putting it in your mouth, you know, and even the floss, too. They have to look at floss because they'll put fluoride in floss also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I make my own toothpaste at home. It's really easy to do, actually, just coconut oil and baking soda.
You know, something that's even more appropriate is licorice root. And if you can find a toothpaste from France that uses licorice root, that's what the Chinese have used for centuries, because licorice used to be their toothbrush. It would get all wiry at one end because of the glyceric acid. It goes in and kills specific bacteria way better than anything. Licorice root as a toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And just one more recipe. My father grew up during the Depression, and he would brush his teeth with salt, common salt, and baking soda. He would just put a little bit in his hand, in the palm of his hand, a little bit of salt and a little bit of baking soda. He would wet the end of the toothbrush and then press the toothbrush into that salt and baking soda mixture, and that's what he used as toothpaste. You know,
that will whiten your teeth more. That's correct, because of the pH relationship of baking soda. Baking soda has always been used as a scour against the knocking off the fluorides off your teeth. That's one of the ways you can clean your teeth faster from having previously used fluoride.
There you go. Okay. Now, Matthew, do you have any follow-up questions about fluoride? Or or are we done with the fluoride topic?
No, we're done.
Okay.
Have one
I want to learn more about that chemistry set thing. That sounded pretty cool to me. You know, when I was your age, that's when I got my chemistry set. And So one of the things you want to learn how to make is pipe bombs. I'm just kidding.
That was one of the first things I did.
We learned how to make gunpowder and then a rocket ship. And that's why they loved me so much, because I was a little terrorist, even when I was a young kid.
Rick.
Sorry, I had to say that.
My son doesn't need help in that area, though.
Rick, you need to say you're just kidding, okay?
Okay.
I didn't mean to say okay.
Because, you know, exploring with chemistry is really good. The next big purchase should be a microscope. Trust me. Then they can look in on what's going on chemically on a smaller level, and blow it, that opens some doors.
Now, If I could ask a question about the microscope, I've seen microscopes where you hook it up to the monitor on the computer, and then
I've never even had a computer when I was a kid. So, having electron microscopes where you could look at a screen is kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, if you can do that, go for it. Ben Letters and Rogers. Get something at least 400 mics. You want to be 400 magnification.
400
Missy. Yeah, 400X. So, Missy, you're talking about one of these USB-cabled microscopes that you focus the microscope mechanically, and you see the image on your screen. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I saw that before when I was looking
for it.
I had one many years ago. I bought one to experiment with when I had our computer manufacturing company in Virginia. And it was really neat. However, it did not have the magnification at the time. So I don't know if the newer ones will have, you know, greater magnification. But I think the one we had was maybe 10 or 15X. It wasn't enough to do what I thought would be, you know, really good science. So, yeah, it's a great idea, but you need to have the magnification that Dr. Richard Allen Miller is talking about, 400X.
Well, then you can go down into the real interesting world of paramecium and Flagellata, and some of the other organisms that you can see that are living and moving around, and the way they respond to different kinds of chemistries like fluorine and fluoride. It's interesting.
Okay.
You can see for yourself what's going on.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I'm looking at an 8. Well, actually, they've really improved them. I'm looking at one that's 800X with
that's
a 3D.
Really kind of, that's you'll need light for something like that, because that's the other part of it. At 400 and larger, you will need light under the subject or reflecting off of it so that you can see more clearly one unit from another.
Mm-hmm.
Require more light. So they usually have a little light bulb underneath it or shining on it, or both.
Missy,
okay.
What was the price that you saw the computerized microscope selling for?
Oh, gosh. Probably a couple $100, maybe.
Okay, I'm
that's
looking at one.
The price after trust me, that is where I hung out for a long period of time. And then I wanted to go to space because I realized that space was just like space down on a slide.
Okay, I'm looking at one very similar to the one that I bought. I paid about $10 or $15 for it, and it's now available on eBay for $14.99. So it was called the QX3 Plus, and it had an Intel label on it. I see one right here just like it, $12. However, it just did not have the magnification. Rick, well, let's just talk about this for a second. Would we be better off just having a plain optical microscope, one that requires no batteries, one that has a mirrored reflector that we could use ambient lighting, or, you know, a table lamp that might be next to us, for general purpose use and longevity, long term, as an investment in education, would we, and as a survival tool, would we be better off just getting a standard optical microscope than an electronic one that requires
computer? I would use a standard one, because at some point you're going to have to look at your water to see if it's drinkable. And there will be things in it like arsenic, and you are going to want to be able to do simple water testing just off your own creek or water barrel, and checking out for, you know, coliform or other kinds of bacteria that might get into the water itself. And a microscope is a very useful tool, especially when you've had some experience using one and know what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking at some microscopes here that might be used by a classroom. And, Missy, I wonder if you could buy, and I'll bet you can, a used microscope on eBay or something, you know, one of these websites that would come from a school system that discarded a heavy-duty, really robust, long-lasting microscope, because, heck, you know, we wouldn't use something like that anymore. Why would we use a microscope in class when we can have a computer? So I'm looking at $20, $30, $40 for probably a decent, here's one, $18.50, 5 hours left on eBay. Looks like a pretty decent microscope for a student. We'll be right back with Mason, Matthew, Missy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and me.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, oh God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
We're teaching homeschool science today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. And we mentioned microscopes. During the break,
Vincent, I need to say something. I have somebody in from Montana that may be calling me a date. If he does call me while we're on the air, I will leave for just 1 second on a call waiting button, and I'll be right back.
Okay, sounds great.
I just thought I'd give you a heads up.
Okay, what I did during the break was I went to eBay, and I looked for used microscopes. Missy, I sent you a link. There's a microscope that you can buy that would be normally $350. And this microscope is available now for less than the price that you would pay sales tax on that $350 microscope. Because sales tax in California is between 7.5% and 10%. So for right now, less than $20, you can buy a really, really nice, heavy-duty, last-a-lifetime microscope that it looks to me like a school system had and they dumped it. It's like, why would we use a microscope? That thing's old fashioned. But to me, it's kind of like the difference between having a book and having a file on a computer that I could read on a computer. I'd rather have the book. I'd rather have that physical microscope that I don't have to depend on anything. I can use, you know, light that's available in the room rather than have a computer power.
Yeah, and just for the record, my microscope, the one I still have, is made out of brass.
Rick, so is mine. So is mine, and it came, and I still have it in a wooden case.
Oh yeah, that's correct.
And I believe it's from the 1900s, like maybe 1910, 1905.
Yes, the optics. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, so is mine. So, yeah, and so, well, here's the point then. So that microscope is as good today as it was when it was manufactured, and it still works just fine. And it doesn't require anything in order to work. So that's something you might want to think about, Missy.
thank you very much. I'll definitely look into that.
Okay.
Yeah, microscope where I graduated into the next level. And then it will be a telescope. And then it will probably be, never mind. We'll get there later.
Okay, we've got our next question. Mason, you're up next.
How can the inner core be a solid if it's the hottest part of the Earth?
Well,
wow.
The Earth, and I sent you a picture of the inner core, which is solid. It is extremely compacted. Gravity and the weight of fire and forge. Probably the temperature, it's probably the core is at the same temperature as the surface of the sun, probably somewhere around 5,400 degrees Celsius. It's hot. It's very, very hot. Not in a plasma where it remains a solid because of the compression of the stiffer metal and the outer core, which of the sun, of the Earth, which is mostly liquid. How do we know this? We have things called tomography where we can send certain frequencies down in through the Earth like sound and get a reflected signal back so we know whether or not it's a liquid or a solid. The actual inner core is a solid. It was originally believed to be a liquid. I don't know if you saw, what was that, Journey to the Center of the Earth, but that whole thing is sort of misleading because it's a long trip down to the center of the Earth. And as such, there's a lot of different layers in terms of the rigid metal, the ice cap, crust, you know, that kind of thing. There are different parts of the surface. And in the very center, it's because the pressure is so high, it has, even at that high a temperature, can't melt because of the pressure.
We're teaching practical science, science that you need to know, survival science, with Matthew, our fifth grader, and Mason, our fourth grader, and Missy, our homeschool mom and teacher, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're going to be right back for hour number two of practical science, survival science, right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.